Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. This is we're listening to Blog Talk Radio, and we are at the 1,332 episode. I am Janice Mom Hudson, filling in for my husband, Robert Pop Hudson. And beside me is our very own Dominique Hudson. And our topic for today is the body of Christ. We are one. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Dominique, do you have anything to say?
Amen. Just praise the Lord. I'm excited. Want to thank you and my dad for having me on tonight. And I'm just excited for what God has to say to us tonight in the body of Christ. I'm looking to learn. Yes.
Amen, 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 amen. You know, and we're just going to start off tonight with a scripture. And my scripture is going to come from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And hold on, don't forgive me. W.R. Liar. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and 14th verse. Bear with me, everybody in the chat. For the body is not one member, but many. And speaking on that, you know, we have to remember that God is love, you know, and everything that we do, we have to do it out of love, you know. And with,
I can fill in, Mom. Just
I just, you know, the devil is a liar. Dominique, you can go ahead and do a little something.
I can fill in for you, and I think we all experience some type of anxiety or nervousness. We can overthink things, but we know that God is in control of everything. And when we know that God will lead us and bring us into remembrance, the Holy Spirit will bring us into remembrance things that we have learned. So I pray to God that every form of anxiety, every form of fear that is taking over Sister Janice, in the name of Jesus, it will be released in the name of Jesus, and that Sister Janice will operate in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, and fear will not defeat in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just tell you thank you for tonight. And as Sister Janice said, that our topic for tonight is the body of Christ. We are one. And from chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, for in fact, the body is not one member, but many. So just speaking of the body of Christ and us, that we are one. So it tells us that there are many members within the body and making the body one. So, and then in First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, it says that now you are the body of Christ and members individually. So letting us know that we are the body of Christ and that we are individually members. So when you think of the regular body, you have the hands, the feet, the eyes, the nose coming together to make up their body. And we know that, amen, and making up their body. So we know that the foundation, so it's Christ. So it says in verse 27 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says that now you are the body of Christ. And we know that the body of Christ is the church. And we know that the body of Christ is the church. And we know that Christ have to be that foundation. So every church, Christ must be that foundation. And we know that Christ is love. So everything that we do, in the body of Christ, which is the church, it must come from love. Do you have anything else to add to that, Mom? You know,
yeah,
we say like,
our bodies of Christ coming from love, you know, God is one, you know, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And with that being said, you know, we have to operate ourselves in love. You know, in order for us to live for Christ, in order for us to do what thus said the Lord, we have to live in love. We have to show love. We have to walk in love. We have to talk in love in order for us to be one in Christ. Because being one in Christ, we have to have that love, you know. And like Sister Dominique said, you can't operate the arm without the brain telling you, okay, move your right arm, or you can't operate the left arm without the brain saying, okay, it's your left arm. So going, like, basically like going up the stairs, you know, you go up the stairs, okay, we don't go up the stairs with a jump, you know, because jumping up the stairs, you know, that put danger to us. So we do it like one step at a time, you know. So the one step at a time is like, I'm going to take my left foot and I'm going to go up, because that's what the brain told me. Use my left foot to go up one step, and then use my right foot to go up the next step. But and to keep the balance, we have to hold on to the banister to keep our balance. So without my hand, without my balance, I can't do anything, you know. And without moving my left foot, I can't go up that step in the right way, you know, unless I take it one step at a time. So it's basically in the body of Christ is love. That's the love that God has poured upon us, you know. So he gave us a unity, and our unity is our body, our head, our shoulders, our arms, our legs, and our neck, you know. So, and our brain is just all everything that come into one. So in order for us to live for Christ, we have to live in love. We have to show love. We have to walk in love, you know, and peace, and, you know. Amen. Yeah, you can go on from there.
Yeah, amen. I agree. Like, that was a great analogy, especially how, like, the brain, like, everything working together for the body to get to one spot, you know. So the main goal is to get up the stairs, but the feet can't go up there by itself. The feet is going to, you know, the brain is going to operate to move the legs, to move the feet, that move the legs, that bend the knees, you know, all that stuff, to put the knees and stuff on a rail to get to that main spot. And it's like the body of Christ being one. And when we operate together, we are one. When we operate in that mindset as we are one, the body of Christ moves in the it moves and go in the designated place that it should go, you know. So that's, you know, I don't want to get too deep into it, but, you know, when you said that, it just made me think of, that was a great analogy, how we all operate, how the body, different members in a body operate as one to get to their destination, you know, their desired destination. And we all know in the body of Christ, what's the designated, you know, what's the desired destination for all of us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, and just even like, we know that the foundation is Christ, and we even look at the characteristic of what it consists of being in the body of Christ. You know, what would you consider like the characteristics of the body of Christ?
Well, my characteristics of the body of Christ, we have love, peace. Lord, the respect, order, peace, and
right.
love, you know, and that those are several characters, you know, and that's our responding to Christ, you know. So in order for us to
be as one in Christ, we have to have order. We have to have mm-hmm. order. We have to have peace. And most definitely, we have to respect each other's movement. So when I was respecting mm-hmm. each other's movement, so respect the fact that we are one in Christ. Respect the fact that God gave us a mind. You know, respect the fact that God brought us here. You know, He sent His Son to die on Calvary for us. So we have to live the life that Christ gave us. You know, we have to be obedient to the Spirit. You know, we have to be obedient, you know, as far as being a characteristic of Christ. You know, so doing God's will, you know, so like respect is basically like, but right back to that same thing, to love. Cause to be in Christ is to love, you know. So we have to do what thus said the Lord, you know, and stay in that characteristic of Christ. Amen.
Amen. I agree with you. Like, those are like some great characteristics of Christ, and just just know, I think when I think of these characteristics, and you saying of order, peace, love, respectable, and things like that, I think of how often these are the characteristics of Christ, right? And these are the characteristics how we know this is the movement and the movement of Christ and things like that. I think of like how many times we have to pray to God, like, please show me if this person is right for me, if this person should be in my life. But we probably, like us reading the word, not understanding, God is saying, this is the word, this is what I'm telling you. If this person is acting disorderly, if this person operating, this person or even this body of this church, you know, the so-called church that's supposed to represent Christ, is acting in a disorderly fashion, it is chaotic, not peaceful, if it's not respecting its members and how they chastise and things like that, if it's done with the disrespect, and if it's done, if the actions of the church are not rooted in love, then we know that these people or this organization, whatever it is that is so-called the church, is not the church, or these people or persons should not be in our life. So sometimes we're afraid to maybe even like just let people go, or let the church, or, you know, the church that's supposed to be founded in Christ, let them go because we're comfortable. And God is saying that this is not what I have built the church on. This church is disorderly, you know, and just like those characteristics of order and peace, you know, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, it says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. So it's peace wherever God is. You know, everything is done in order, is not late. The pastor shouldn't be late. The praise and worship shouldn't be starting late. The prayer is on time. You know, the pastor is praying. The disciples, all the members of Christ are in an orderly fashion, meaning that the head of the church, who is the pastor, you know, who God has appointed the head of the church, he is acting in an orderly conduct, even the way he handles himself in situations. He's even mindful when he's going to members' homes and things like that. He's being mindful of the time and if he's alone or if he's with someone, you know.
That's all right.
A lot of things that are operating in confusion. And, you know, earlier this year, I left the church I was at for the past almost 5 years. I was there for almost 5 years, but and that was me praying, like, Lord, should I stay here? Lord, you have called me. Yes, Lord, you have called me to this church. And I remember when you have spoken to me to come to this church. I don't know what was the purpose of it, but once a church starts deviating from God and this order is becoming disordered. You're starting to see the characteristics are not relating to the foundation of Christ. So I'm like, hold on, I don't even have to pray anymore. It's right here, right in front of my face. I keep praying, and God keeps revealing. He don't have to come down. He don't have to talk to me from a burning bush, any of that, separate the sea.
Amen.
He like, listen, baby girl, you see the characteristics. You see everything that's done. You see that you're in the middle of rumors, and it's not, you understand what I'm saying? So
it's
not of Christ. And we have to know that it's not of Christ, and those are people, and it's not Christ. You know, so when these things happen in the body of Christ, in the church that's supposed to be the foundation of Christ, we know that it is not Christ, but it's the people. And we know that people are very flawed. Like, people are very flawed. So we have to be able to separate the two and not build a hardened spot in our heart.
Right. Harden not your heart. That's right, daughter. Harden not your heart. Amen. Yeah. And basically, that's about the size of it, honey. And what back to what you were saying, like how you know that it's not of Christ, because you can see the whispering and the this one saying that and that one saying that, you know, because I had went to a church several years ago, and you know, well, because of the Christ in me, I knew how to dress. I knew what to do when I walked in the church, or you know, how to present myself for Christ. You know, not for man, but for Christ. You know, but this church had really like put other young ladies out there. You know, and then the mother of the church, she wasn't, she didn't think about what she, I figured she didn't think about what she had said or how she had said it to another young lady, a new young lady that's coming in the church, you know. This young lady came in, you know, the Bible told us to come as we are, you know. So the young lady came in the church, you know, she was in the church, she was sitting down in the church. You know, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, Lord. Just give me the right word to say. So I'm not even going to say the mother of the church. I know this lady was a member of the church, and she was on one of the boards of the church. Instead of her saying, I have a cloth for you to cover your legs, you know, since you're sitting in front of church, or you're sitting this far, can you sit one pew back and cover yourself? You know, this young lady walks up to the other young lady and she states, oh, you can't come in here like that. You can't sit in church like that. You got my husband and other husbands sitting around looking at you. You know, so how are we supposed to help bring souls into the church or bring people into Christ when we talk in that way? So what happened was, she shooed this young lady away, you know, and when she said those things, she gave her a cloth, told her, go in here, there's a lot of clothes, we got clothes in this room, you can change your clothes in this room right here, you know. But the young lady, she went ahead, changed her clothes, but then she noticed a lot of the other women in the church were looking at her and turning around and whispering and whatnot, so that made her decide, oh, this is not the church for me. So God is not the author of no confusion, and that God is not going to turn a soul away from him, you know. Mm-hmm. So with them doing that, it made this young lady decide, oh, heck no, I don't want to be there. I don't want to be in that church, and possibly, you know, not even wanting to serve God in the way she possibly was looking for, because nobody know what was going on in this young lady's mind. She wanted to be in church, you know. But with that other young lady coming up to her like that, it was like a lot of confusion, you know. But I would have took it in a different way, you know. I would have just like talked to the young lady. But once our hearts are convicted, once we get into Christ and we know that what thus said the Lord, and when our heart is convicted of anything. When I say convicted, that means if I go into church and I know I got on a short dress and I'm before I get in church, my heart is already convicted. I know that I got to go put on a longer dress, or something more appropriate. Because once your heart is convicted, and God got everything from there, you know, so we, it's basically like learning as a child, you know what I'm saying? You know, so with that other day, lady doing that, she lost a young lady. You know, I'm not going to say she, basically she turned the soul away, you know, and we had to watch ourselves. We had to really watch ourselves being advocates for Christ, because being an advocate for Christ, we have to make sure that we're in the body of Christ. Amen?
Yes. Amen. That we are in the body of Christ, that we are continuing to be one. Like, in that story, like, that's just crazy. And it's like, for one, like, for them to say that the husband, listen, a man gonna look whether you dress from, this is the days where I look like a bum that I'm being approached to be taken out, you know, so. Amen. And it's like, at the end of the day, the Bible does, it tells us to come as we are. And especially, you know, you said that they happen sometimes. This is not in the era of social media and where things are really known. Even myself, just even being in the church as a young girl, straying away and then coming back to the church, coming back to God, I knew that I was supposed to dress a certain way, but I was also told, don't let nothing stop me from seeing. I shouldn't wait until I get money to get a wardrobe. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't fit my siblings. I was skinny as ever. Couldn't fit my siblings or my friends' clothes. So I didn't have, at that time, I was just working, you know, at a restaurant. So I was wearing the clothes that I would wear to a restaurant. At my job, I didn't care. I was out there dancing. I knew God wanted me there. And as time progressed, that was probably like a whole good year and a half that I was wearing clothes like that. And so I was promoted to a better job and things like that. But I was wearing, meaning I wasn't wearing a dress of what, you know, I was wearing dress pants or a button-up shirt. And I probably didn't really dress like the average Christian woman should be dressing. And of course, no one looked at that any type of way, because I guess I was covered, you know, and things like that. But sometimes we focus on the wrong things, and God is calling people there to come as you are. And like you said, you're going to be convicted. Like, even us, like, it's a difference if that person was coming in there and had the going in there and deliberately seeking to make men adulterers and adulterers like that. So it is all about intent. But if my intentions is to come here and serve God with all my heart and the truth and spirit, so that's we have to be mindful of how we what we're doing and what we speak to the people of Christ, how we speak to them. And every action, as we said, like, we know the characteristic of the foundation in the body of Christ is of love. So everything that we're doing is out of love. You know, everything that we're saying is out of love, and it's not rooted in anything but love. So you can't go wrong. When something is done out of love, when you chastise your child, when you love your child, so you're chastising your child, so you're doing it out of love. So it's a teachable moment for you. So when you're redirecting somebody in the church, redirecting somebody at your job and things like that, all that should be done out of love. That way that person can take it in, you know, that person can take it in. It's sometimes you want to yell at people, and when you say, you know what, this is how I feel, they can understand where you're coming from, and all this is done out of love.
All right. Amen. We have to remember that, you know, we have to remember that everything that we do, you know. So my go-to is, Lord, order my steps in your word, you know. So when I ask God to order my in his word, I'm asking God for guidance. I'm asking God to keep me in his body. I'm asking God to keep me on the straight and narrow, you know, because sometimes we do fall short of his glory. But we have to know how to come back and pick ourselves back up. But we can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, you know, because we know that God is loving and God is a forgiving God and whatnot. But how about we do something that we know that we're not supposed to do, and God just in our life right there, you know? So we have to be careful of what we do, how we do it. And we have to make sure that whatever we're doing is always in Christ, is always, especially being a Christian today with everything that's going on in this world today, you know? So basically, you know, we just got in that we have a new president, you know, and one of my daughters said, you know, pick your own poison, you know. But if it wasn't meant for Biden to be president, guess what? Biden wouldn't be president. If it was meant for Trump to still be there, Trump would still be there, you know. But like I said, God is not the author of no confusion. And God wants us to continue on being part of that body, being in him, you know. And with that being said, we have to, like, make sure that the discernment that we get, or whatever, you know, a thought that come over us, you know, we have to make sure that it's the right spirit, you know, that's coming over us, that's telling us, you know, we know right from wrong, you know. But if somebody's coming to you and you don't know if this person is the right person or not, you know, but if you know Christ, then God is going to give you a discernment. God is going to give you a feeling in your heart, you know, or in your mind, you know. That's just like basically your senses. About you walking down the street and you seeing this strange man walking down the street, but you walk to the opposite side of the street because you don't want to be in this man's way. So this man walk on the cross over and walk on the same side. Then you go back over on the other side, you know. So then, ding, 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 your sense is going to kick in, you know. So what I'm saying to this is, this example that I'm speaking on is that God give us a discernment. So listen to that inner you, that inner God in you, so we can live and do the right thing in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's so amazing. Like, God is good, you know, and as we're discussing the body of Christ and that we are one, and when you said that we are one, like, for some reason, I know it's O-N-E, but in my head, I'm picturing W-O-N. Like, when the body of Christ comes together, we win, you know?
Yes.
We win. When the body of Christ comes together, we win. Think about when the body of Christ comes together to pray. Like, if we all come together to pray for this nation. And that's kind of like the first, when I heard about the pandemic and I knew that it would exceed the 2 weeks that they said to stay in order and that things will continue to be shut down for more than 2 weeks, and we just didn't know. You know, my friends and I, we just gathered and we just said, let's just pray, like, and just pray that it's other people around praying. And then, like, when the Bible, people praying, just asking for prayer for this nation, for this world, and things like that. And just seeing that, like, God is still working, and God, even though it's lost, but God is still healing throughout the land and in this time, and God is revealing. So the people that were left home and left to be in isolation and things like that, it was so many stories and testimonies I was hearing during those times where people really didn't have work as an excuse to escape the presence of God, to escape them dwelling in God, to escape their family, you know, for so long they neglected their family. None of that was, you had no excuse to do that anymore because you could not go anywhere. Everything was shut down. And there are so many testimonies of people coming to God. And I believe that's because the body of Christ, for once, as a world, we stood up and we prayed as a body of Christ, and not, and the main thing we prayed for was mercy. And that's all I've seen, a lot of people just praying for mercy, and not just for themselves, but for this nation, you know. And that's the same prayer that we want to keep praying throughout the earth, that we want to pray for mercy of this earth, pray for mercy in the people, what we have done, and look at the history and the way that we got this country, you know, everything, just how we go over starting wars in other countries. We just need to ask God for mercy as a collect, as a whole, and know, you know, and just even pray for mercy, because we wasn't there, but we're related in some way to those people who have harmed other people. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
We've been hurt. We're on the other end of the social injustice and things like that. So we feel a lot of what's going on is because of what has been done in the past and the history. So we all need, black, white, brown, purple, all need to come together, because in the spiritual realm, there's no color scene. There's no, there's no gender scene. It's just crying out willing souls and humble souls being seen, and willingness and humbleness. That's the only thing being seen in the eyes of Christ.
Amen.
We're only using vessels to move. You understand what I'm saying? It gets the body of Christ moving. You know, it gets the body of Christ moving, that we're broken down into different members. But spiritually, God just wants that humbleness, and he wants it as a collective at this time. Like, individually, which is great. But right now, at this specific time, 2020, and I think I did it on my show in the beginning of the year, just how just the veil being removed. In order for the veil to be removed, things will be revealed. And this is a year of revelation. None of this stuff is happening by mistake. It's all aligned in God's plan. The year of 2020 is to see clearly. And for things to be seen clearly, listen, it's a revelation. All these things are revelations, and is what's to come. And we should not be in fear, but it's a time for the body of Christ to stand up. In order for us to be one in Christ, in order for us to get to our destination, we must all operate under one spirit, one God in truth and spirit.
Amen. Yes, Lord. That's right. It's love. We have to operate under the love of Christ. If we don't, we don't, you know, we don't. We have to do what thus said the Lord. That revelation is revealing and stuff. That veil was removed, you know. So we have to listen, we have to seek, and we have to find, you know. And with all of this going on in the world today, you know, I feel sorry for anybody that's not in Christ. I feel sorry for anybody that don't accept Christ into their lives as their Savior, you know, because this is going to be a lot of lost souls if we don't do what thus said the Lord. We have to accept him, you know. We have to live by his word, you know, and I want to be ready when he comes. Lord knows I want to be ready when you come, Jesus. So, everybody, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Mm-hmm. That's what we got to do. We have to get ready.
Yes. Amen. Yes. And, you know, as we're on love, and I know everybody know that scripture in first, you know, as we're still in First Corinthians, in the 13th chapter, it just says that what love is, you know, love is patience. Love is kind. So these are the things that we're building, like, as we're operating out of love. What is it to operate out of love? You know, we know that, so that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4. It says that love suffers long, and it is kind. Love does not envy. Love is not parade. It doesn't parade itself. It's not puffed up, meaning it's not boastful. Verse 5, it does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, it is not provoked, thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in inequity, but rejoices in the truth. So it is rejoicing in truth, rejoicing in everything that God is. In verse 7, it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This is Christ. Love never fails. So if you operate in love, your mission will never fail at the end of the day.
Amen.
Like, your mission will never fail. Like, if you're trying to seek somebody, and we have to be patient, like, as we're, and that's something that I'm talking to myself as well, just being patient with new believers, with people that that keep coming to you. But it's people that come to me and they ask me these things about God. They may know God, they may not, they may be wavering in their faith. They may be of a different faith, of the Muslim faith or whatever faith, or atheist. And they ask me these things about Christ. And then sometimes I can be like, why are you asking me that? Like you already state, you know, the human side of me, like, you already state that you don't believe in all this stuff. But we got to know that these things manifest. After you keep saying and keep, they're coming for a reason. You're feeding them. And they're getting, they're being fed. They're being fed that bread of, you know, the body of Christ, which is the bread.
Bread
of
life, right, right. Amen.
The bread. They're being fed with it. So don't just be fed. Be patient and give it in doses. If they operate out of whatever you're telling them and whatever they're learning, correct them in a way that's operated in love, where is in a way where they're not turned away from God. You know what I mean? Like, it's not done in a way that they, because of what I said as a, you know, as a Christian, like the young lady that was turned away from the church, she's still learning. She's still a babe in Christ. Newborn first day, you know, so it will never fail. We're operating out of love and how we do things. You know, you may have that person who, you know, you may have that person who is still, young person who is still smoking weed. You may have that person who came to Christ and they still feel like it's okay to, you know, to just drink and get drunk. It's okay to sleep around. That's still okay to them. Until they start, like you said, when you become convicted, then you start becoming convicted. It's like the truth. Once you know the truth, I heard this before.
Once
you know the truth, that's it. It's no excuse. And every wrong thing that you do, that's a conscience in the back of your head. And you, like,
that's
you
right.
can't even agree on those wrong things. So it's like, you operate in love. It's all those things, you know? But,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. And, you know, and with the, another thing too, you know, with everything that's going on in the world today, you know, you got to think about it. God speaks the numbers. You know, 2020 represents God's vision, and this year was an eye opener for a lot of us. You know, and it was an eye opener for probably non-believers, people that didn't believe. You know, because so many people that I, even when I got on Facebook, you see so many people bringing the word forth, you know, pray for me, pray for our family, pray for the world, pray for the people in the world, you know. And I know that a lot of people have come into Christ, you know. I don't know if Lord, let me put this in the right way. I don't know if it was just that fear or just them remembering where they was at one point in their life, or if they were backslided that's coming back to Christ. But it doesn't matter where they were, who they were, who they are. That one thing I know now is that they have came to Christ. A lot of brothers and sisters have came to Christ, you know, people that I didn't even think would even come to Christ. People that I have spoken with in my younger years, you know, God is good, God is good. Everybody saying, oh, there she go again. People running in a different direction because they know I'm going to open my Bible and I'm going to talk about the Lord, you know, and I'm going to put them in their place, you know. But, we have to be thankful, you know. God has opened. This pandemic has opened a lot of eyes, opened a lot of people's eyes, and brought a lot of people closer to Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes,
we just
this
hope
is,
to pray they stay here.
What was that?
I said we just hope and pray that they stay there.
Yes, and it's like, you know, the mustard seed and them knowing mm-hmm. that truth. And just like with mm-hmm. all of us, they may slide, you know, it may be freedom, a little freedom, you know, now a lot of restrictions have been lifted. You know, some people may have slipped away again, but we pray that those who found Christ during this time, that they just stick with Christ and that they remember their testimony of how they called on Christ mm-hmm. and however he came and spoke to them, whether it was through the Spirit, through somebody else. And just even those who are in Christ, I know a lot of faith was tested, and it really showed, like, those who really believed within their heart who were for Christ. I also, it was unfortunate, but I seen a lot of people who were Christ believers also doubt in Christ. Which is also, is a lot that the body of Christ need to meditate and pray on as a whole, and is the strength mm-hmm. to strengthen the body of Christ, and that's through prayer, that's through reading the word, that's by encouraging one another. And just to go back to when we say that the body of Christ, there are many members, in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians verse 28, it says, and God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healing, helps, administration, varieties of tongues. So different gifts were given to the church. So meaning, you know, being a part of the body, different members, as we said, the feet, you know, when you think about our physical body, you think of the feet, the hands. So you have the hands and the feet of the church. You got the prophets, you know, you have the teachers, those who are doing miracles and administration and things yeah. like that. So that's the body of Christ, and there are many gifts in the body of Christ. And just doing some of this study and just reading it, in verse 31, it tells us to desire, I'm sorry, of not of chapter 12, but of chapter 14 to, what was it? What was 40. It? Oh, 39. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with tongues. So just saying to desire earnestly prophecy, and I was just like, why do you tell us to desire earnestly to prophesy? You know, that's one of the gifts. That is in chapter 12, but earnestly desire the best gift.
Right.
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, say, but earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. So, like, those who are earnestly desiring to prophesy, many people like to prophesy, but some people that are not operating in the Spirit of God, they're doing it for self-fulfillment. But when you prophesy and you do it out of love, you're doing it to basically show people that God is real. You know, that gift is done out of love, as we said.
To reveal
part of man, you know, because when you prophesy, it's giving somebody a revelation.
A revelation, amen.
Given a revelation that only God knows. These are things that people pray in their heart. The Bible tells us that, you know, that God is the only one who knows the heart. So when somebody tells me something that I prayed in my heart, and I never opened my mouth to not one soul, I never wrote it down anywhere, and no one can know this but God, I know that God is real. It encourages me. It builds me up. It lifts a burden off of me. And when I think of it, I think about a dream that I had, you know, not to take up too much time, but I had this dream where, and this dream wasn't, so I had this dream and it was in this, it seemed like a Chinese store, but I couldn't tell. It was the colors, you know, back in the day, the Chinese store, back in the day, they had like this green marble type of color. So in this Chinese store looking place, it was all these black men lined up. They were dressed in white and they were really structured and they were lined up and it was very tight. Like no one can pass. It was certain ways. Nobody could go through them. It was just so tight. And I'm like, why is this dream happening? I see my supervisor in a dream is like black men from, you know, I think they were different ages. They weren't young. They were just, it wasn't just young men, just old men, but different ages. And my supervisor was very angry. Like, she's like, why are you teaching this? She was like, you've been teaching this since they were young. She was saying that she was just very upset that whatever was being taught with these men, she was upset. And she was just like, I can't really remember the words she was saying, but I know she was upset. And the main word she was saying is, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. And when I woke up, before I woke up, as I'm waking up, it was like, it was saying that the Muslim faith is wrong. And I was just thinking to myself, and I was just, as I woke up, I'm fully awake. And I was just like, why? I'm praying to God, just like, you know, we kind of think in the flesh, and I'm just like, I believe in you, I trust in you, there's no doubt I have, I never wavered, you know, I never, so I'm just like, what is this for? So I told the dream to the one person, I was just trying to figure out, like, what, you know, I'm like, I couldn't get it over, so I left it alone, and then it was 2 days later, I'm talking to somebody else about the dream that I had. No, I'm just talking. We were on the phone for a long time. And as I'm hanging up, I remember the dream that I had. I'm thinking that this person probably can help me. Like, I'm just like, I had this weird dream, you know, and it extended our conversation. And I was just like, I have no idea what it means. And the person is just like, sometimes some dreams that we have is just, it may not even be for us. It may be for other people. And just me just like, but why did I have this dream? I just want to know. So I'm like, but why would I have this dream? This person is in a whole different state. I have no idea what's going on in this person's life. And the dream was actually meant for that second person. They were contemplating on converting to be a Muslim. And that was confirmation, you know, prophecy. That was a form of prophecy. And telling them, like, no, you see your roots and you be embedded in Christ. You understand what I'm saying? So that right there, that build them up and that put courage in them. Like, I know what to do now. You know, I've been contemplating on this for some time. You know, that person opened up to me. Like, that dream is actually for me, you know. And that person did not tell anybody. And I did not know. And it was just so crazy how it happened. So that's the gift of prophecy. And I didn't judge that person for wanting to. It was done out of love. And I said, well, you know what to do. I reminded them that no one told me about this. I had no clue about this. And then they assured that they know that I had no clue because it was something within their heart. And they were reassured, like, what to do in the next step to do, not to do. And you know? So that's like all that is done out of love, and that's when you desire to prophesy. No, just be ready to prophesy out of love, you know.
Amen. You can do the call of salvation, Donna.
Amen. I always forget because it's on Saturday. time with the call of salvation. Amen. So, amen. This is our favorite part of the call of salvation, of the show, of every show. is just drawing lost souls to the body and to the knowledge of Christ. Those who don't know God, those who want to get to know God, never surrendered to God, this is drawing them to become a part of the body of Christ. Amen. This is drawing you. You may have listened to sometimes, you may have been contemplating, and you heard the show tonight. You've been opening your heart up to God. You want to get to know him more. This is that opportunity. This is that chance. And as we said, the year of 2020 is just so chaotic, so out of order. But we know that God is still remaining. He still has you here for a reason. And I just want you to know that God is here for you, and that in him you will be made whole. That in him you will be one member, but you will be made whole in his body. And know that Jesus Christ, without him, there is no way to God. You believe Amen. In Jesus Christ, that's the way of coming. Amen. Jesus Christ opened the door. You've just been saying God, 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 and just been denying Jesus Christ. But now you're ready to surrender. Now you're ready to move and Amen. Operate in the body of Christ. Amen. So if that Amen. Is you, all you have to do is from your heart, not just from your mouth, but from your heart, say that I put my trust in you, Jesus Christ. I know that you are the truth. I know that you are the way, and I know that you are the light. I know that you have came where you walked on earth. You are the Son of God, and you walked on this earth. You died for my sins. You died, and you were resurrected for me. So you defeated death, meaning that everything that is dead in my life is defeated. Amen. Everything you have defeated, amen. So my spiritual being is risen up. It has risen up from the dust. Any dry bones, let it be soaked in the spirit and the knowledge and the blood of Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. If you believe this, then you are saved. Shout it out. Just let somebody know. Write it down. Make a post. Tell us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. But you are saved. You know, just repent of every sin that you have ever committed and know in your heart and believe that you have been forgiven, because God is a merciful God, especially when we call out to him from our heart. If you believe it, then you are saved. Just, we like to say here at Purpose Kingdom Network, not just say, but we like to do, just being around like-minded people that will build us up, that will encourage us, and that we know that we can go to Christ to release any burden that we have on ourselves. Amen. You are saved. Pastor Toy, if we have any announcements.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank and bless God for the word that has gone forth this evening. The body of Christ, we are one. Hallelujah, God. And if you didn't know before, you know now. Hallelujah, God. We thank and praise God first for the two special guests standing in for Brother Robert Pop Hudson, Mother Janice Hudson, and Minister Dominique Hudson. She always go, I'm not a minister yet, but yes, she is. Hallelujah. Minister Dominique Hudson, we thank and praise God for both of you women of God. And for those of you who don't know, you just heard two generations of women. Yes, mother and daughter, two generations of women standing united on a firm foundation, bringing the word of God. And I just bless God for that. You heard it right here on Purpose Kingdom Network. For those of you who we believe by faith have given their life to Christ this evening, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. Until you do, bless God, that is why Purpose Kingdom Network is here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting live with Iron Sharpens Iron and the host, Evangelist Mary Scott. Again, 8 p.m. with Iron Sharpens Iron and the host, Evangelist Mary Scott, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray for you, and to pray with you. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. We thank each and every one of you for joining in for this, our 1,000, excuse me, for this, our 1,332nd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Women of God, wonderful, wonderful word this evening, wonderful job this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen, 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 praise him, praise him. I'd just like to thank everybody that joined us tonight in this here episode of, in this 1,332nd episode. It was a joy, and
amen,
helping spread the word of Christ, and I hope and I pray that we all continue on serving, continue on praying, continue on reading, and continue on accept Christ as our personal Savior. And I just want to thank all of you that listened in on this episode tonight. It was a great experience for me because I really haven't done this, don't do this like this, you know. As you know, I'm on another episode myself, Sister Adrian and Pastor Toy, you know. And I thank God that my husband gave me the opportunity to speak with you guys tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Anything else you had to say, Sister Dominique, before we get off the air?
No, you summed that up pretty well. God bless. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. And to God be all the glory. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
He raised me. I
do not lose.
He saved me. I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.